I think you could place the atoms, but I think maybe you just have to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
And be
but
this
this is under, yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline
yes, course it is.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
The reference stands for lambda.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate citation machine learns.
Mm-hmm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying.
It's talking about species. That's where the image that's coming from.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Let me know in the velocity. ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agree to keep Hubble?
Mm-hmm. No. Yes, keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that
be
should be
a source
where.
Type.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you think that's part of the name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have
no
way.
Yeah. Absorption and systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption and systems. And again.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about column densities. Which is a derived property.
Yeah, these
yeah.
are
so
species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah,
aren't
that's
they?
Fine.
Individual lines.
And line alpha tau should be made.
No, for some reason I think you just I didn't.
I win.
It's a prize at the end. Bottle of champagne.
I'd label that one.
Okay.
And again.
That's a separate feature.
It is, but is a machine learning AGN
a separate class from AGN?
I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Machine learning AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without machine learning.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
maybe
Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
Mm. I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
I guess there is a difference between. An agent with a machine learning and one without, especially if they're fairly effective.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that works well,
yeah.
Which it is. Oh, but that L stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarfs
are.
Because
you
would
that's
the
right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here. I think.
Our son.
There
you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
Absorption. I'm not even out before.
Which St Lone has a full assistance again, so you're back there.
Yeah, okay.
Or the middle two, yeah, I should take it.
Yeah.
Really loud quasar again.
Emission models definitely not. Why associate?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. What do you mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think.
Is it? What's it associated with absorption? Doesn't say it's associated with absorption.
It's a process though, isn't it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M two what not absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
Yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so that means then.
And associated again.
Yeah.
Those are mechanisms, so they don't count. Yes, I just missed it.
We should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlying features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. And it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah, then do, I think.
Yeah.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we extend, if we've both been not marking it.
Yeah.
There might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, and feel free to correct it that way that you like, it's not only about resolution, it's not like coming up with a corrected version.
Right, okay.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the same last one. And the systems for you. I am galaxies.
It's a kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, sorry?
Hubble field has been marked. And
yeah.
Absorption
isn't
should be marked.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't think Abel's cost is different than cluster. And Abel cluster is just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have Abel clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I
agree.
Kind of blows.
Yeah,
you're
right.
That's
just
your
emission and confirmation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
XVBLX and RadioVLX, I think, because VL with him should be marked.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's fine.
No?
No, for continuing.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate is a region.
So called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, right?
Yeah, I don't think it should.
Because it's
a region.
If we talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
badly written.
So good.
Infrared glasses. We said not to mark things based solely on. So it's defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Mm-hmm. Just galaxies.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, sure. Oh, yes, assuming it's talking about stardust galaxies rather than stardust within a galaxy. But they are
yes,
stardust
yes,
galaxies,
yeah.
And
galaxies.
Galaxies. Mm-hmm. Continue or continue with flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really
make a difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but I'll copy to
this.
But
I don't care. In most of these cases, we put flux in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm using this feature. Or mine.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say, but yeah.
No. The lack of forward line polarization. Forward line polarization.
Is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing. You can't get it just from a spectrum. But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it and would only use it on those broadly line in it. I was thinking that's what you've been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't know what was marked here.
Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was because the modifier should be included looking at you. Even though weak line radio galaxies, this should be underlined, so this should be.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
She sort of think this cut up page continues to the next.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
Right.
Characterized
right.
But unusually.
Okay, so the question is. Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah, no, you've got line.
Difference any weak
line.
Oh,
got line. That's fine.
Sorry.
Line comes out and should come out as well. And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's a line there. As well.
But I think weak line should be in.
And an end.
Okay. In the same way as their broad line would be in.
Yeah. Galactic black hole candidates.
They just made that up. And gave it acronyms.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah,
so
I
star forming galaxy should be in.
Yes.
That's what we did earlier, anyway.
Yes.
So.
That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
No,
that is not
well.
A source title.
Probably
the
same. It's a lump.
No.
Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. Deep absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process.
Features.
Yeah.
Feature again. It's feature. Yeah, okay.
actually affect your future. Don't plan out for that again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
An X-ray of the LMAX.
Yeah, okay.
Intermediate types.
Yeah.
We put in type and take and type and.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get it then. That doesn't go anywhere.
It's complicated.
Right, oh, it's like a light systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then, wasn't there one just a minute ago which only had a line?
Yes, we have taken that line on its own.
Right.
So, yes.
But you just.
Yep.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So.
What line are you?
In general, every time there's been a line. What's it been line? Okay, it's line width, but it's still. Well, it's actually lines. So if we have any where it says
line
width,
yeah. We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head's going.
Right.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still
okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength for a wavebank, then we're putting it in.
Okay. It's
yeah.
Likely one spectrum in the UV, but you can see absorption features.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to, not like line width, but you can put turns and. In fact, the whole thing should be
line centre.
You can point to the
yeah,
line wings.
You'd say line wings, alright, you get it.
That's
right, you win. Eclipsing, I don't
yeah.
know that should be in there. Yeah.
Oh, starburst like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
that
it's,
has to go to
it's
like
an AGN is a class.
A starburst,
a starburst
is
a
class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. Starburst galaxies.
There's plenty of starbursts if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy like activity, that's.
No, but the starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG. An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the space,
mm-hmm.
even though it's
yes.
modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep
it. I think that they either have to both stay
yeah.
and both go, and
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe it was star forming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's what it. Okay, we've just got this split up. H. You're right, it's two. It's a wavelength region, it's a
wavelength region,
but it's the same between that line and that
yeah.
line.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right here.
You're
right
there.
Right now. infrared galaxies. It's time
but
you
galaxies
know.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
We'll
mm-hmm.
need to wait that.
Right.
Hold on. Oh no, the other thing. Sorry, let me check that. So for nine systems. Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
is a galaxy distribution.
Oh, a distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before.
Yes, don't include that spectrum. Prisms?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Well, weaker 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization. They're low vowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low vowel is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if high vowels are, but low vowels are.
They are.
Yeah.
It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High vowels. Next.
I should write that.
Yeah.
Mission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified in maybe a particular redshift based on it.
Continuum, it should be in. Well, there's too much.
Yeah,
continuum of the continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
But we had.
I don't remember about the monastic. We've been putting in a continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got to be broadband. Nice team. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if.
Radio lab quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking at language speak. Now, each conduct is a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think so.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it blue again, or is it really Z equals 2?
Z equals 2.
Z equals 2 is means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the Z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one. I don't know what you think.
That's easiest for you. no.
Yes, take it out.
The spectral components.
No.
X-ray dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Up
mm-hmm.
Imaging nine objects.
No, we can't have that.
Either of them.
Yeah.
Media quasar should be
source type.
And you don't want one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
Components.
We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
the galaxy or galaxy, given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
So, okay. Whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that. Do you know what HPC stands for?
And then to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
Oh,
yeah, that actually comes in there.
Yeah, that's right.
ICN.
Mm-hmm. Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes it works.
One right there. Should be this, and it probably is.
No, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now that energy.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB to, I think, given that we're not putting line with it, so.
Okay.
Even line with it, perfect. You can have flux. This is relative. We want modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak or relative to what though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
So the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? Wasn't it the quality to the acronym?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string is not entity, acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that.
Yeah, so.
Weak emission.
This is a radio transfer thing, so they don't mean, they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that, that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Continuum source, you think?
Is the CTIO 4 meter the name of that telescope?
Dunno.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
But
yes, but it's also a telescope. I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blango actually usually.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
If we're
including observatory first. If it's part of the proper name.
Yeah, I
can. But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Part of the telescope? No, just 1 meter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption bags? No.
What is that card?
Yeah, no.
It's
oh,
it's
I see, I see, I see.
If the common wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic redding contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
yeah,
iron lines.
Yeah.
So they give me iron lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the line in straight. Continuum flux, so we should have the
yeah,
order.
QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar.
I don't know what that quasar is. I don't know what that means either.
I
one damped line and alpha QSO. It's not a social class of
quasar.
Yeah. Wait, that's okay. DAWDs.
What was D?
White dwarf?
SWDs. 25 of DA type and 6
yeah,
of DT type.
Yeah, it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class. We're not supposed to be confirmed.
No.
Yeah.
So neither of them.
Okay.
But all games.
Or yes.
Yeah.
No absorption. Oh sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but
yeah.
Well, we're doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
But we should do.
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
just
as
physically distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies are.
Yeah.
Okay. No absorption lines.
Yeah.
Try not to be associated.
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Strong soft X ray flux.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's associated with absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL alpha. Is it? Yeah, that doesn't count.
Absorption is not that. Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
New winds of
I
this and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's good there.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what.
I think if the line's too long. You can
highlight
it.
Oh, I highlighted it all as one.
Well, what does N think? Because it's not marked in the.
I think if the line is too long, it's only in the bottom line because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
Yeah. No, sorry, I mean the so
the end
and from the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it probably was and just hasn't finished it because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your end
the
stuff.
Done,
yeah, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that little line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you must be setting setting for the solution where you mark all conduct.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Okay. ISO is that's right.
But it's all, is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Line
wood.
Roughness.
I think that should be.
Yeah. That's a way of saying line width, though. We don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. 15.
Rich iron spectrum.
You're probably right. It is a feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that can point to right now.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. It's and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of lots of different elements, and you have to work out all of the ones which are iron lines. Then after that, you look and say, has a line.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum line.
Yeah.
You can't say
that's
a rich iron
spectrum.
This is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah,
so that means it's like a derived property.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's not spectral features.
That's not different. Should it go in?
Yes. Giant electrical explosions.
Are giant elliptical stuff things? I know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but they're a separate class. I think they probably are. Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
Ionized emission.
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
From high excitation lines.
Yeah. That's exactly
yeah.
the same.
It's pointing they're saying that there's a high excitation emission. And there's not high excitation.
Okay. If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Line ratio.
Yeah,
just get it right.
Oh,
I've
got X-ray source.
R117. Narrow line secret one should all be one. With the right inside it.
No, this is describing the band you do the observations with?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right, okay.
Four. I think should be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they?
Confinement is not systems, yeah.
Okay.
Well, hang on though, but is it just describe your mechanism then? It isn't a
No, I think it's spectral feature. You can point to the timeline of absorption in the same way you can point to HB2 emission, although HB2 emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, timeline of absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift. Absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift because there's a shift in the spectrum there.
But not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just have a low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption, you could
take. I'm not sure.
It's a spectral feature. I think that's fine enough. Absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've. Every feature is produced
well,
by
a
process.
Well, if it was absorption in that fine enough clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what this. When it means with low redshift damp plan alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp plan alpha absorbance, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, okay.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp plan alpha absorption.
There's
yeah,
well,
that's
true.
In the same way that you said, you know, HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we both marked it, so that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that should
yeah
be in there. Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's new kind of.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
They're just talking about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies where, you know, they've just gone ultra-luminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they, what defines a microquasar?
It's a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I've made that one up, so yeah, never done that one before.
Is
yeah, you, there's happened more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got, yeah,
that should
sounds
be
okay.
Starburst nuclei. You're like, oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of
yeah,
an object,
that's
not
right.
The observed second.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst galaxies in it, and the S. And
oh,
if the
okay
acronym includes it.
All right, okay.
That has to be in there. Continuing with fluxing, yeah? Maybe an optical emission line.
Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all that goes then, isn't it?
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So, yeah.
UV and optical emission. UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No,
it
yeah,
no,
this in red and then the whole thing in green, because type two says.
Right, I'll do some more.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. And what is this, is
plus red.
Yeah.
TV camera ready emission.
We weren't doing
broadband
technology.
Right. Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but yes.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, these objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the Mamas energy is
It's
an
an
instrument.
It's not a telescope, it's an
instrument.
Do you remember?
Right. And the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should
Do that there as well.
No, we should mention how
Yeah, we did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. We continue.
Yeah, you're right.
Continuing radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither. Airline region emission.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nothing
missions
out.
No, then you should, yeah, here we go.
No airline emissions should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source of.
SB low band is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid, yeah, maybe I know his.
On the Keck Observatory, yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is good. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium two spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. He's so electronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
Yeah. UVXS is all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, are we?
No.
Were we?
I think they're a separate class, yes. We're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means one of them, but yeah. I did miss group.
So you really have to skip it back to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name, but it's like a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Alright.
Wonderful.
I'm 2 hours.
Excellent.
But once we've got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
the same problem
yeah.
getting around and around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it been in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without
carrying
my little bits of wire with me?
Do we need to remain wired up or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Well, you have a Melissa note down here.
Down here all day long.
if you just go, well, I'll put it next to there, so it's a nil, please.
Just get to S then.
That was very straightforward.
Yeah, that's fair.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not going to my other office in this.
Well, I was going to be able to take a taxi, but it's just me, I'm going to wait for a bus.
Can I just call Ben again?
Yeah.
Yeah.